General Secretary Sally Sukaris looks back at a year of change for the CSPA and for the entire country as the Labour government settled in with plenty of campaigning in response to ministers' early decisions. In early months of 2024, speculation was rife about the likely timing of the general election, but many were nonetheless shocked by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's announcement on the rain-soaked steps of Downing Street on the 22nd of May that it was to be held on the 4th of July, just a few weeks before the summer recess. The CSPA, working with Later Life Ambitions, LLA, partners the National Association of Retired Police Officers, NARPO, and the National Federation of Occupational Pensioners, NFOP, had prepared an LLA election toolkit based on our Pensioners Manifesto, Standing by Pensioners, to share with members across all three organisations to equip them for the conversations and correspondence with candidates. The manifesto had also proved a useful talking point in our meetings with parliamentarians and others. We were pleased to see that all the main political parties included in their pre-election pledges commitments to preserve the triple lock, to keep state pensions rising in line with the rate of inflation, September CPI, average earnings growth or 2.5%, whichever measure is greater. We took note of the Labour Party's commitments to reduce NHS waiting lists and work to establish a national social care service, as well as promises to improve transport networks and deliver more affordable housing. Chancellor Rachel Reeves' announcement on the 29th of measures intended to address the $22 billion black hole in the nation's finances shocked pensioners by restricting winter fuel allowance payments to those on pension credit support. The CSPA joined the LLA, National Pensions Convention, NPC, Age UK, Independent Age and many other cross-sector organisations in calling for the reinstatement of the universal winter fuel allowance payments. CSPA members and officers took part in NPC protests around the UK, encouraging others to do the same. We continue to support this campaign, as well as calling for a more sustainable and cohesive strategy to improve the uptake of pension credit. In April 2024, the new state pension of £11,502 per annum hit 92% of the pension. Hit 92% of the personal income tax threshold, frozen at £12,570 since 2021. This meant that anyone earning more than £1,668 from an occupational pension was dragged into paying tax. Some months on, by April 2025, we can expect to see the number of pensioners paying tax climb to more than 10 million. In 2010, the number was less than half of that at 4.5 million. We have promoted our campaign to have the tax threshold uprated in line with inflation to the NPC, who have supported it nationally, so we press ahead with them on this front.